Hi, I'm Ian Philpott, and welcome to this episode of Dev Ian.
That's so completely awesome. I don't understand why you would think anything different. Psych is one of the greatest shows on. Well, hey, I'm recording now. I gotta go, okay? Alright, bye. Welcome. This episode, we're going to install Visual Studio 2015 Community Edition. It's going to be pretty straightforward. First things first, we come out, open up our browser, and go out to the Visual Studio site. And interesting. And go ahead and just click Download Community 2015. And we'll save that. And then you come in here to your downloads folder and double click the VS Community executable. Alright, so here it is. It's running. And we can you notice here a couple of things. This is going to specify where it's going to install. It's about 6 gigs by default, and you can choose typical or custom. I'm going to choose custom so that we can see the different features that we can add. I'll go ahead and click next. And if you want to add different programming languages, you can come in here, Python, F#, C++. By default, only the web developer tools are selected for Windows and web development. If you wanted to build universal Windows apps, you would check this. Cross-platform tools adds things like Xamarin and some Android emulators. And then under common tools, you can choose to install GitHub extensions and things of that nature. Now, the only thing that I'm really going to add is this PowerShell tools for Visual Studio, just because I think doing PowerShell in Visual Studio is the right way to go. And it's actually getting on par with ISE, so definitely check that out. We'll go ahead and click Next. It's going to ask me to look at license terms and all that. I'm just going to go ahead and click install. Now this is going to run for a little while, so we'll just let this go. I'm going to pause the video, and we'll come back. Oh, hey, it's done. Cool. So that normally takes about 45 minutes or so to run through. It does ask you to restart if it installs Hyper-V or emulators or anything like that. So I'm going to go ahead and restart it and be back in just a second to show you around real quick. Ah, hey, it's back. Sweet. So Visual Studio should be installed now. I'm going to go ahead and launch it. So we'll come in here, close this down. And just type Visual Studio and select 2015, and we'll let that run. All right, so the first time this launches, it's going to ask you to go ahead and sign in. I'm going to go ahead and click sign in, and this just lets you register. If you have an Azure account or anything like that, it'll use this sign in for that. And there we go. I should hopefully take that. All right. And we'll go ahead, and this will download my Visual Studio preferences if I have any and that sort of thing. So I'll let that run. Oh, let me pause this. Okay, so yeah, all told, that took about an hour to get set up. One of the first things you probably want to do is go ahead and check and see what sorts of updates you need to install. Otherwise, go ahead and do the old file new project and get to work.